today?
It was a tough day. You know, it's a low water, long day. But for us, everything went well. We can't complain with the results. And happy it's done, but it was a good day for us.
Now, you were talking with Bob Zavril, and you said there was one point you had to get out and run with the canoe?
No, well, yeah, we did run in Goodyear Lake, caught, because there was not enough water there when we went there. But it was all right. I mean, everybody who ran there, I'm pretty sure.
Now, you know, most of the races you do, it's one group of pro racers. This one is unique in that there's so many amateur classes and so many other boats out there. And what is it like when you're paddling? You've got to go around people and all, and you're stroking hard, and then you got their waves to deal with. Is it harder than a regular race?
Well, yeah, it sure is a little harder. Sometimes you have to jump the waves, and you need to kind of sprint and go over the wave and those guys. But at the same time, it's pretty fun because there's always a boat in front of you, and you can cheer each other when we go by. So it's good. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I know that Andy is now the second most winning paddler in this race, and I think is that your fifth?
I don't know.
You know, the best paddlers don't count. But Steve, you're right up there with some of the big names, not only finishing this race but in general. And I asked Andy the same question. You know, you and Andy paddle so well together, and I know that a lot of times, sometimes you click with a paddler, sometimes you don't. What do you think makes you two work so well together?
I mean, first, we've been racing a long time, so that helps. And we probably have the same technique and same way of paddling and thinking in a canoe, so that helps too. So it makes us a good team, I guess.
When do you get down to the area prior to the race usually?
We got here like Thursday night, so we paddle here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Is this the lowest that you've seen this river?
Well, it was low, but I think I've seen it a few times. I wouldn't be able to tell if it was lower or a little higher, but I mean, in the same area, let's say. So, but it's definitely a low year for sure, you know.
And you were talking, too, with Bob about where to choose to take the boat, and sometimes there's not a lot to choose when the water's this low. Was that a hard thing today for you?
Yes and no, but we kind of know the course, and, you know, those amateur boats help you out, too, because they're in front of you, so, and they usually take their good route, so, and if you see one grind out ball, then you just go a little somewhere else, you know, and, no, it's good, you know.
You know, so many amateurs have told me that when you guys are paddling together, their goal is to get as far as they can before you and Andy pass them. And so when you guys pass these people, first of all, they respect you guys so much for your ability out there. But when you pass them, do the amateurs talk to you?
Oh, yeah, usually they say, let's go, keep going, you know, a little cheering there. And they try to catch a wave and make it a little, go faster for a little while. So, but yeah, it's all good.
Well, congratulations, and another victory for you and Andy, and I wish you the best of luck in the Michigan and the Classique, and I hope that you guys have many more great years together.
Thank you.
All right. There he is, Steve Lajoie, and a great gentleman as well. We thank him very much for coming over. For Canoe Regatta 2015, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.
Okay. Thank you very much, Craig, and we'll be back down with